Oh, man, 4 days in the past, and this atmosphere has been unbelievable. You know, the guys are flying around, competing. It's been some physical practices, and, you know, it's great to just be out here with these guys competing. We're excited. Get to go to Cincinnati in a couple days, to face a different opponent. So it'll be good. You know, both sides of the ball competing, making each other better. Wide receivers are making defensive backs better, and vice versa. So, you know, ultimately we want to just continue to be a complete football team and just do what we need to do to be successful.
What do you want to get out of the Saturday night scrimmage? What's kind of your hope, and what are you focusing on?
You know, we want to keep up the tempo that we've developed so far these 4 days in the camp with Pats on. You know, the guys have been flying around, playing fast, and that's what we want to do come Saturday night. You know, it's a different setting. You know, the fans will be here. It's nighttime, so, you know, you get a feel for being on the big stage, you know, being in prime time. So we want to just come out and give the fans something worth seeing.
You want to thrill the fans with some long passes, or are you going to keep some of that under wraps?
We want to continue to do what we've been doing so far in the camp. So I think we've been pretty balanced all camp, and that's something we want to continue to do.
Teddy, as someone who's distributing the ball every play, have you seen the defense maybe trying to make more attempts to create turnovers?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's one of Coach Zimmer's message to the defense, you know, to create more turnovers, because eventually that'll give the offense more chance to score points and things like that. But those guys are definitely trying to create turnovers and, you know, disrupt passing lanes and be physical on the outside wide receivers.
Is there a significant difference having Boone there in front of you, or what does he bring to the offensive line?
You know, that group, you know, they're healthy right now, and, you know, that's what's most important. You know, you get John Sullivan back into the mix, you add Andre Smith, and then Alex Boone. So those guys have been doing a great job of just being physical, having the mentality that they want to dominate each day. So that entire room, those guys are pushing each other, and it's only going to continue to make the team better.
How nice was it to have Patterson and McKinnon back out at the walkthrough today?
Oh, that
was great.
You know, just having those guys' presence out there in the walkthrough today, you know, it was great. So, you know, we're going to need all of the guys, you know, as the season go on. So as long as we keep the guys healthy, it'll be great for us.
How's Charles Johnson bouncing back from the injury he had last year? And how tough was it for him to have that tough year last year?
Charles, he's come out and he's worked every day. And he's been a complete pro. And that's what we want from the guys, to come to work every day and want to get better. You know, we have a group of guys here who want to be great. And, you know, you add in their work ethic, you know, their talents, their skill sets, you know, it's only going to make them better players. So Charles, he comes to work every day. He's doing everything he can, you know, to make this team a better football team. And he's doing everything that the coaching staff is asking of him.
You guys had a pretty good chemistry at the end of the 2014 season. And then when, you know, he wasn't playing much last year, what'd you do to kind of help him keep his spirits up and what have you?
You know, Charles, he's a guy who understands, you know, football. And having that ability to understand what's going on is really been helping him and helping both he and I, you know, in our chemistry on and off the football field.
Tay, when you see your teammates out there maybe getting in little shoving matches and stuff, what do you kind of think, or what do you do?
Me, I love it. You know, I wish that I could get involved in it, but I can't with the red jersey on. But, you know, it's great to see that the guys have, you know, that physicality, that mindset, and that attitude. But at the same time, you know, we have to be a disciplined team. So, you know, it's great. You know, as long as it's within our team, you know, and doesn't go any further than that, you know, it's just going to continue to just bring attitude to this team and a mentality to dominate.
As a quarterback, often viewed as one of the leaders of the team, do you ever have to play peacekeeper out there on the field?
No, this is a pretty good group. You know, when something happens, once the whistle is blown, you know, once Coach Zimmer steps in, you know, it's over. So that's the thing about this team. You know, it may be a scuffle here and there, but once the whistle is blown, you know, those guys understand that, hey, it's time to get back to football. And sometimes you need that in practice. You know, it sets the tone, it sets the tempo for practice. I think about the other day when we did goal line and, you know, we had the big scuffle in the end zone. It was great, you know. And then as practice went on, the defense competed, the offense competed, and it just made that day a special day.
Taylor Heinicke is missing time for
reasons. When he's healthy, what does he bring to the table?
Taylor, he's a smart quarterback, and he's a guy who has that mindset that he wants to do something special, you know, and to have him in that room, his presence, you know, it's been great so far.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you all.